Let's check in on the twins. Twinning with Sissany.
Okay, we're like recording, so.
Oh.
Today's podcast is brought to you by American Career College. When being your best matters, americancareercollege.edu. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Sissany. It's not called Sissany.
It's not.
Welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany. It's myself and my husband, Michael. Welcome back to the show, baby.
Hello.
What the hell? You literally can never shut your mouth, and all you say is, hello. Give us a little more.
I figured I'll say
Give the people what they want. Give us your monologue. Give us your Jimmy Fallon monologue.
Oh, man. No, you make me look bad. I'm not prepared.
Okay, he's a little stage fright. So, listen.
We just had pizza.
If you've been following me on Instagram, then you've seen how Michael and I have been surviving these past few days, almost a week and a half at this point, with the twins, with working at home. And because of that, we completely remodeled my home office slash studio slash guest bedroom slash utility room. Like, literally, this room has so many functions. And now I have the setup where we can do more podcasts at home in a more comfortable space, right?
Yeah. No, I'm glad we've been talking about it for a while. And we were basically broadcasting off of a filing cabinet.
We really were.
Turned into a desk.
Before.
With some soundproofing and stuff. And, you know, you use it a lot. And so it feels a lot nicer and it's best of both, right?
For yeah, guests and for the thing, like,
the setup.
I did use it a lot, but the reality is that, no, I went to the studio every single day. And so I only use the studio for emergency situations here and there, like once or twice, maybe like three times a month. Like, it wasn't like something that I utilized every single day. But now that we are working from home, this is our new normal. And so what better? We were in the midst of, like, I had just ordered the soundproofing, I think, when all of this coronavirus started happening, because our plan was to remodel this studio. And then all of a sudden things started hitting and you started getting information from your work.
But isn't that crazy that everybody is working from home right now?
Not everybody, but well, yeah.
I mean, if you can, right? If you're lucky enough that you can be working.
The grocers and like.
Well, so you have the, what they're calling the essential workers, right? The ones that are in essential positions that are out there working. So in banks and grocery stores and, you know, if it ends up being critical and you're like, oh, it's probably open, right?
Right.
But then everything else is work from home or not happening. I mean, I think that's the crazy thing. And then you and I are both here. So I think not only was it good to do this for you, but also because, I guess I envisioned I'd be working here as well, but now that we're both here at the same time, it doesn't really work that way. So I kind of work in the bedroom.
Yeah, so you started working from home, I want to say like 4 days before me or 5 days before me.
Pretty early, yeah. I was going to take a trip. A work trip, and then that ended up getting canceled, so I just worked from home, and then from then on out, I stayed home. Yeah, nuts.
I mean, that was like July. That was like March 11th, March 12th, you know, like, and here
Is
we
it
are
really
now.
That long?
It was, and like, now here we are, March 22nd?
Yeah, 22nd. Yeah, it's Ray's birthday.
Just so you know, it is Sunday Happy night birthday, at 10:06 p.m., obviously, the twins are sleeping. We're half of a bottle into wine?
A little bit more than half.
All right,
that's
nice.
Yeah, the first half we used to fix the internet.
And if you're just listening, if this is the first podcast that you have ever turned on of Twinning with Sissany, thank you, first of all. But second of all, my husband, Michael, is usually not on the podcast. However, he was way back in the day. Like when I first had the twins and you were on your paternity leave, you...
Every Friday.
You did a podcast with me once a week still. And you would come to the station in Burbank and we would record it because you took off every Friday. Instead of doing your paternity leave like all like consecutive days, you decided to spread it out within 3 months or 4 months.
No. Well,
yeah, we don't need to get in. I know you're about to do a backstory.
No. At the end of the day, it was around the paternity time, and I just happened to have Friday off, so it's not because of the paternity, the way it works. But anyways, I don't want people to get confused, like, oh, you could spread it out, because it's complicated.
Honestly, I thought that's what it was this whole time.
Like I said, okay, I shouldn't have said anything. You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, why ruin a good thing? Okay.
Anyways, I had every Friday off for the rest of the year, and I used it to spend time with the kids, go to their twinning class.
And people missed you. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to make your head any bigger than it already is. No offense.
I have a small head, actually compared to the average
actually,
person.
Actually, I have a bigger head than Michael in true reality.
Yeah. And we're talking absolute terms. But
like, his hats don't fit me. Like, they're too small. Yeah. Like, his fitted hats.
You're just so smart.
It's just full of brain in there.
Yeah. You're using it to, like, probably for telepathic.
No, I'm using it to take over the world.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Ren and Stimpy, no?
Not Ren and Stimpy. That's Pinky in the Brain. Oh! Ren and Stimpy. No, Ren and Stimpy was the fucking chihuahua and the cat.
Dang it.
You idiot. That was Ren.
That's good. Oh, well, anyways. So, needless to say,
yeah,
we are surviving. We are trying to make the best of a difficult and unique situation. I don't want to say it's bad or...
It's just... It's overwhelming because there's so many things happening. And if any of you out there are like us in the sense that... There's just a, you know, real life is also happening on top of it, right? So everything around us in our house has been breaking, and then, you know, people are starting to staying home, and certain businesses are closing down, and so access to certain things are getting harder, and it's just like all coming down at the same time, and you're dealing with that, and the kids, and the working from home, and then the internet, and the internet is so much more important, and how many people out there have researched making your home internet faster?
So I don't want to like make this a podcast about us venting about our lives and everything that's gone wrong, but really, this last week, so many things have gone wrong. And let's just start with the heater, because that was what really kicked off this past week. And first of all, I apologize that this podcast is late, but it's just that's the reality of it. Like, I should have posted this on Friday, and I couldn't get my... you know what together. And quite frankly, we didn't even finish the studio until Saturday.
Yeah, we've been working around the clock just to get it to this point.
I've never worked harder than I ever have this. Well, I'll take that back. I've had harder weeks, but this was a hard week. I have like weeks where you're like, you know, like Wingo Tango, like events. It's weird because my job consists of doing the morning show, usually having an event here or there sometimes throughout the week, maybe doing something for NBC. Like, it's just like nonstop, but this has forced us to like take a step back and appreciate the home life. And whether it's, you know, because we're feeling a little cabin feverish, we're actually like going out on walks more. Like, I went for a jog the other day. Like, I never do that. Yeah. So
you're breathing so hard. I'm like, where'd you come
from?
Back,
I was like, oh, it's a bad idea.
what happened?
I don't know, but I'll be honest with you. I lost 6 pounds in the last 10 days. I don't know how, but I think it's like because I'm not distracted with, I don't know, going out to lunch and meeting up with friends or drinking socially. Like, you know, it's just like our reality has been shifted a little bit.
It's incredible how much still there is left to do. But when you eliminate the other pieces of going out or shopping or those type of activities, how you could still then refocus it to maybe things that you've been behind on, or just whether it's reading or activities or spending time with family. But I still feel like, at least during the work week, I don't feel like I have any more time. I feel like if anything,
you're right. It's, I mean, a this lot last harder. Week was tough, but like we had the weekend just now, and even though like we didn't have our nanny, and I'm like, I'm not trying to like, I don't know, sound like we can't do anything without her, but it's definitely harder.
No, we
when
definitely
she's not
can
here.
Not do anything without her.
Yes, I mean, but it's like, oh, well, you know what it is that the weekends usually we don't have her, but then sometimes family comes to visit. So it's like my parents or your parents or even your brother and Amber and like some. Yeah. So we have always like an extra set of hands. This weekend we did not.
I feel like I work harder sometimes when some people come over because then you're entertaining them and
I don't
the kids.
Think so.
It's been getting better.
I don't think so. But anyways, my point is that this weekend, like, we not only handled that, we built the studio, we kept our kids alive, and I dusted shelves. Like, I dusted, like, those bookshelves in the
living
room for the first.
We've had a few bumpy roads with the kids, but, you know, it happens.
With the kids and us, like, if we're being honest, like, it hasn't been, like, roses and butterflies and all that stuff with Michael and I. Like, we've definitely been...
Roses and butterflies.
I don't know. Rainbows and butterflies, what I was trying to say. But, you know, we've definitely had our moments where we get on each other's nerves. And I think it's just because we're...
What are you talking about? I've been 100% fine with you. I have no problem with anything you've been doing.
He is such a liar right now. Like,
I feel...
Literally lying through your purple stained wine teeth right now.
I love you.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Whatever. So here is the deal. This week kicked off with us supposedly being on... a little bit of a break. So Ryan was off this week, work-wise. Ryan was off this. Ryan was off this week, and it was gonna be. And I'm just being honest with you. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to be sharing this inside stuff, but it was supposed to be a best of week, and so that's usually like reruns. And then I was gonna still do like live news and weathers and just kind of keep it a little fresh. But it's normal. Like, this is a normal protocol. Whenever one of us takes vacation, well, usually Ryan. Whenever he takes vacation, that's what it is. However, this coronavirus, like, completely took over the world. And last weekend, before this week started, it was basically decided that we weren't going to do that. And I was going to go live. And I was going to take calls. And I was going to do the show completely by myself. Because at this moment, we were so... I mean, and we're still unsure about it. I didn't feel comfortable going into the studio... And nobody else did, for that matter. And Tanya didn't have a studio set up at her house yet. Now she does. We're ready to go for tomorrow. But it started off with me doing this show by myself, which, okay, let's do it. Come Monday morning, our heater breaks. So our house is a home that was built in like 19...
Well, no, we had a gas leak first.
Well, whatever. We had a gas leak, but that was fine. We fixed it. So then the heater breaks. And then what year was our home built?
1942. 1941.
And what year are we in right now?
2020.
2020. So this house is almost 100 years old. It is 80-something years old. And 79?
What?
Is it 79 or 80?
Whatever.
Well, I don't know. Look at it. You're the mathematician.
But I'm off right now.
All right. So it's an old house. The walls aren't insulated. Yes, we gutted it and remodeled certain sections, but we didn't like do a full gut, which, looking back, I wish we would have. I wish we would have just ripped out all the drywall and insulated this house, but we didn't. You live and you learn. So I'm freezing. This house got down to what? 62?
No.
Yeah.
I think it got like lower, but I mean, there was a really, really cold night where it, like,
there was one night this last week where it was like 30-something degrees.
Outside.
Yes. Not in the house. Not.
Yeah. No, so, yeah. So our heater broke using and our the space heat gets, yeah, the heat gets lost. And
we're
then,
using the space heater for the baby room, obviously. So they have a perfect temperature, almost so hot that Aza's like stripping her clothes off in the middle of the night.
Well, but then that was the problem. It was so cold that the space heater would have to be on and like basically all night. And I don't like. You're not supposed to do that. So I slept in the nursery on the floor every night last week.
On a mat. Like
on a he's trying to make it seem better because it's on a mat.
No. Oh. No. See?
On a Tempur-Pedic mat, you're right. So but it was like, you know, a couple inches. But anyways, I slept in the room just to make sure they were okay, but that's how cold it was every night. And then you had the space heater in your room, and then we would move it into the studio because you'd be up super early, and then that was a pain in the butt. And then finally we got the heater, the crane, all that stuff.
So let's rewind. Okay. This heater's on our roof, and so the dude's like, yo, like, we can fix it, but we need like some sort of crane to come up here. And we're like, what?
He does not talk like that, but then none of that
happened.
How
would you say Art's accent?
You know what he is, actually?
What?
So he's from a province of old, like, USSR, like, Russia, whatever.
That was trying to do Russian.
Close to Romania.
Well, that was very. I thought that was Romanian, very Russian.
Like
Romanian.
Your uncle.
I have a Romanian uncle, by the way.
Yeah, but that was just mixed. I don't know what.
Okay,
that was.
How would you do Art's accent?
How about let's not.
But that's fun. Let's just do it.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a kind of you know, like later like this, and you know, we're going to bring the crane in the morning. It's going to come. It's going to be really good. Yeah. No, it was awesome. I mean, the Danny's Crane is who they brought.
Danny's Crane.
Danny's Crane is a legit crane. This guy operated Wave to the Kids, right?
Like, yeah. So this guy literally came and set up this like massive crane that you would see on Hollywood Boulevard, craning like a brand new hotel that's being put up.
The whole neighborhood, by the way, was very entertained by this crane.
This was like the talk of the town for that day.
25 minutes
for
that
Wednesday.
Guy, in and out.
And it was nice, you know, because everyone's being quarantined. So all of a sudden, there's this big crane on like someone's driveway, and they're like, "What is that?"
Well, right before it got like really big, because they're trying to get all this done because all this stuff is happening. I'm like, I don't know.
It was really cute seeing Maxon and Aza light, like especially Maxon. Well, yeah, because he has a little like he has crane toys, you know. So he literally was looking at his Lego crane toy and then like looking out the window, and it was like the same color and the same
in my driveway.
Yeah, he's like, what? And he loved it. We were just like, and then that's when the guy like waved at the babies through the window, and it was super cute. Was so cool. This guy was in and out within 20 minutes. Like, took the old unit off, put the new unit on.
Boom, boom.
Long story short, we got a new heater. It took a week. It was a rough, cold week. We got through it. So, like, just add that to the list, which is not terrible, except for...
terrible because a lot of people don't have heaters and all that other stuff. But just, like, this was just, oh, I mean, I don't know.
I know. I mean, we can't, I don't, I...
And it'd be fine if it was just us, but with the kids and trying to make sure that they were warm and then having, because that room gets super cold. That room would have been in the 50s.
I'm with you, all about the children, but like I'm also gonna be selfish about this and be like, I was cold, bro. Even during the day, like it was really, really cold.
And you had the heater. Remember, I had to come in. I had to grab the heater out of here.
Well, at one point, you came in for the heater, and I was like, oh, I'm too hot. Take it.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Anyways.
So that was like, oh, you think like, wow,
that was
the
beginning
really,
of the week.
That was a crappy week, you know, heat wise. But then, 2 days or 4 days into the week, I forget what day it was really specifically, Maxon decided to take drumsticks to our television set.
That was, you know, not 100% his fault, but, you know, let's say 90, 95. Supervision was 5%.
Honestly, I would put supervision higher. Nothing is his fault at this point. He's not even two.
Yeah.
So I give him the benefit of the doubt that he did not know that was bad.
I mean, you had three chances to take the drumsticks away from him.
Here is the story.
Three.
And I shared this on the air a little bit, but I really didn't go into that much detail because I was also doing a one-man show. And so there's only so much you can kind of like drag on.
It could be a one-woman show.
Well, you know what I mean. So I'm in the kitchen. I'm stressed, okay? It's been a long week. I'm freezing also. And Michael is in what?
Yeah, you're like, I'm freezing also.
I'm also freezing. So Michael's in the master bedroom, by the way. And
working.
I'm not. Okay. I know you're working. I know you are because I go
What's
in and out.
Face?
Because here's the thing. Michael does, he's taken over the master bedroom. That is his home office. And he's in there all day. Like he'll come out and like socialize when need be, maybe grab something from the kitchen. Usually
gas
food.
Leak.
Okay, yeah. But not you're no not gonna next deal. Week all that's done with.
We'll see.
So
I have to parole. Patrol.
So, but he literally parole. Like I feed him. I go in there, I bring you a plate of food.
I love that. It's beautiful. I love thank you so much.
And you come out for food, like you literally come out for lunch and dinner. And then after dinner you're usually done. Which is nice.
A lot more than that, but okay.
Okay. Anyway, so he's in there and I get it. Nobody's bothering him. He's on calls. Like he's not helpful at this point. And I'm doing you're not at this point.
What is that? What point?
The point mean like you're not out helping me with the kids, so it's me solo with the kids.
When?
When this whole drumstick thing happened.
Oh, okay.
So
for this small period of time.
For the love. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking. What was I cooking that night?
Eggplant.
Oh, you're right. I was doing eggplant and asparagus in the oven, and I was doing something else because the kids weren't going to eat that. So I was doing something else for the kids. Anyway.
Yeah, it was like the last eggplant we could find.
So I'm
they're all gone.
So I'm like focusing on all that. And Maxon and Aza are always this is kind of like just like the
Maxon
witching hour.
First hits what?
So let's rewind.
No, rewind. Stop.
Let's rewind. So we have these sticks. So I call them drumsticks, even though they're not drumsticks. They're these sticks that we got from the Beat Buds concert that we went to like months ago.
Yeah.
And they're
awesome
one
concert.
Of them is ribbed and one of them is smooth. So you're supposed to rub them. And so it makes that like.
Well, it's kind of like a cricket sound, but then you can still bang them. They're very interactive shows. They hand out like Home Depot buckets, right? You turn them upside down, the kids bang on them. They bang on drums. They bang on the cylinder, handheld drums. So they're drumsticks.
Right. But they're not traditional drumsticks like you would see like a drum set with a little like knob at the end and whatever.
Whatever, sure.
I'm just saying. This is what they were. So we had them, and every now and then they do play with them, and they'll bang stuff, but they also know how to like rub them like side, like almost like you're trying
like
to make fire.
Like peeling potatoes.
Or making fire. So he comes over, and we have this metal side table next to our couch, and he starts banging on that. And it's like super loud. I'm like, please don't bang on that, Max. And no. Okay, he stops. So he comes over. He tries to bang on the glass dining room table. I said, no, Max, and please, no. Okay.
By this time, it's just like, how about, you know, get a clue. Next. What happened next?
Are you serious right now?
What? I'm just saying, you just let him keep going. I mean, obviously, hindsight 2020, we know where this is going, but he went from side table to glass table, and then what was the third one? It's just
the oven.
Okay, and then at that point,
I was trying to let him like be creative. Like I wasn't trying to like shun him and be like no and
of
take
course,
him away.
Of course.
I thought he would get it. Like these are just bad places.
I probably
would have
done the same thing.
So, anyways, I'm like, okay, no, to the oven. So then he leaves and he goes into the playroom, which is adjacent of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So. You have an eyesight of, like, them playing in the playroom, so it's nice. You know, every time I'm cooking, I kind of just peek over. So I hear him hitting his little, like, drum kit, you know? Like, he has his little, like, toy drum. It's a plastic drum.
It's a play school or...
Yeah, so in my head, I'm like, oh, now he's banging his little drum. I was like, what a good son I have. In my head, I'm like, oh, I love him. Great.
3 minutes.
So Michael and I went back and we looked at the Nest Cam to see just how long this went. I'm like, it was literally seconds. And then I looked over and it was the TV. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. So yeah. So this boy was banging, not on the drum. That was put away. That was not even touched. He was never not once playing on his drum. He was banging on the television set the whole time, but in my head, it sounded exactly the same. So I didn't even think twice to look. It just didn't even.
It's like a movie. You could see you walking in the background, and you're like, "Look, just look!" Oh, she missed it, and then you just like, keep walking back and forth. And then like even like right before when you noticed it, like you come up. And you're like watching the TV in the living room, and then like you kind of peek over, and you're like. Something's going on over there. What's going on? And then you start walking over. And oh, my God.
Wait, what did I say?
I heard you saying, oh, my God. I was on a conference call. And so then I heard you say it. And I'm like, when you hear your wife say in a certain tone, oh, my God. And you're just like, this can't be good. So I checked the cam for
so
my.
Out, you just check.
Well,
the
I look on my cell phone to see what's happening, and then I figure out it's in the room, and I see you mouthing with the drumsticks in your hand, pointing to the TV. That like Max, and you're like, you broke the TV, and then I had to tell everyone, like, guys, I gotta go. My son just broke the television, and I came out, and that's when we, you know, found him. You know, we told him no, but at the end of the day, it was just like, you know, like.
He didn't get it.
I mean, what
kid's going to get it? Like, what two.
You're not going to not tell him, like, yo, you kind of broke the TV. That's not good. So we told him that. But then at the end of the day, it's not like we.
Well, what we did was we took away those drumsticks. They are no longer in the play area.
There should be a music time where they're supervised and we bring those drumsticks back out in hindsight.
So, yeah, it's not his fault. It's my fault. I take 100% of the blame. Like, like when you were talking about the 5% earlier, like, no, I take 100% of the blame. Like, at the end of the day, I'm the adult. Yeah. Like, and so it is what it is.
So that was, Yeah, that was going in. That was right after the heater broke.
Yeah, not great. Not great. But it's just been like one of those crazy weeks where we're trying to adjust being here, mm-hmm. but also communicating with our family. And I FaceTime with my parents a lot more now. I know you do too.
Which is almost like we talk to them more because we're checking in with them all the time.
I know. This is like shifting society. It's shifting the way we act.
I mean, there was, well, we'll have to see, right? Because it's a dramatic shift right now. But, and so all that stuff's happening very fast, but we still got some time. I think, what was the latest? They're saying April 19th?
So right now, yeah. So right now, this safer at home order is in place until April 19th.
Yeah.
However, can I be honest with you guys? Because please. I read something last night and you were snoring already. So I couldn't sleep, but I was like looking up and I got a little alert from my Apple News. And I read a graph, and maybe you already know this, Michael, because you like read a bunch of stuff. But like to me, this was news. It was basically saying that we will get through these next few months, and then all of a sudden it'll be summer, and this virus can't live in the heat. We know that.
Yeah.
However, this is not over.
Oh yeah.
So it's going to continue as early as maybe September, October of this year, and it's going to be even deadlier in the latter part of this year. And so, and continuing into 2021.
I have not caught up on reading any of that yet, so I can't comment.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's what I read last night. And it's scary. And
where did you read that?
Apple News. It was like Washington Post or LA Times or something.
We'll have to see.
I can't pull it up now.
I mean, what I would suggest, so there's a lot of news out there, right? And
right.
I think you need to read, people are going to have access to information, you know, and credible sources might be, you know, sharing opinions on data they've seen and what it potentially might mean. So I think you just need to continue to educate yourself and see multiple views, right? Because taking one article might, yeah, and that sounds scary. You know, there's a lot of news out there that's kind of, you know, twisting and taking a headline, like the whole, like what we saw in the news of Gavin Newsom when he talked about the 56% of California. So there was a headline that I saw the next day. It says Gavin right. Newsom says 56% of California is going to be infected in 8 weeks. I'm like, well, that's not what he said. What he said was our plan, that why we're being so, you know, why we're being so cautious and we're being so strict now, and we're putting it safer at home and shutting down all the non-essential businesses, is because that's the plan that we're working against, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have an extreme plan and you try to avoid that plan. You put resources against that plan. And it's like, if we do not do anything, if we do not change our trajectory, if we're at a pivotal moment, if we don't make a decision now, then yeah, they're looking at a potential worst case scenario of 56% in 8 weeks. But he didn't say, hey, yeah, we're going to. So it's just a different way to say it, you know, and there's a lot of news out there. Read it. Try and listen to people's.
Yeah, you know, it takes a certain type of person to be Governor Gavin Newsom or somebody who works in the health industry or for our first responders, for that matter, right?
Yeah, people who put other people first and are really there to serve.
I feel blessed in what I do personally. Like, I feel like I could never be a first responder. That's just me. I think you could actually.
In your own way, I think you are.
I'm a first responder mom.
You are a responder. No, I mean, you're there for breaking news, to talk about what's going on, and give a voice to the situation and also take people's minds off things.
Thank you. Actually, now that you put it that way, I feel like I am a first responder. But I'm like, I'm not a nurse. Like, I'm not somebody that's like helping somebody with their health.
Yeah, and I mean, I think now more than ever, those professions are needed. You can see that you could never not have enough.
You right? know that this podcast is sponsored by American Career College. And if you've ever thought about having a degree in the health industry, American Career College, I actually just went the other day and I took a tour of their campus. It is gorgeous. It's beautiful. I know right now we're living in an certain time and, like, you know, the whole social distancing, the schools technically are canceled right now. But once this is all over with, you should definitely consider looking into American Career College. You can hit them up at americancareercollege.edu or call 855-ACC today. That is 855-ACC today for a campus tour when that time, of course, is right. ACC cannot guarantee employment. All right. So, you know, we were talking about my parents earlier. And I recently, well, not recently, actually, that was like probably 10 days ago, I ordered food for them. Mm-hmm. And it told me this shipment can get sent out on.
Was that like a couple weeks ago?
It literally was. Like, it was March 9th.
Right when this was all beginning, before all the mandatory
shelter.
So
I was trying to get to them and say, hey, this is bad, especially for seniors. And I'm seeing this issue a lot with my friends that have all of us, all of our parents are in their 60s or 70s probably. And I'm seeing this issue with their parents not, like, listening. Like, one of my girlfriends, her dad is still going to work. So I just feel like it's hard to break into that generation. Like, they don't, like, my dad was very stubborn at first. He's like, please, I'm okay. And he was still going to the gym. And I was like, Dad, can you please stop going to the gym? Like, no.
Which, by the way, I feel like, it's where I get sick every year, which is, I mean, I'm not trying to get out of going to the gym.
You go four times a year?
Yeah. Well, no, so, basically, right? Because I always, the last several years, I've always gotten into going back into the gym right before the holidays, right before Thanksgiving. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to start eating a lot. My go-to is get into it now, get into a pattern and try and, like, you know, have that going so that I can get through that season and then hit the winter hard. And, but the thing that would always happen is if I wasn't careful, every single time I get sick and it's like people go to the gym sick and there's just everywhere. When your dad,
this is changing though. Every, like, how we think in general. Like, I don't want to say I'm turning into a germaphobe, but I think we all are. Like, I don't want to ever touch anything public at this point. When is it okay to do that?
What do you mean anything public?
Doorknobs, like, well, handles, walking into a building.
I mean, some people are like kicking the elevator buttons and stuff. I'm like, that's worse. You know what I mean? I mean, you can still, you know, just don't touch your face. Like, wash your hands, have some wipes. It's the stuff that we should be practicing anyways. I mean, yes, you should be taking it to a little bit of an extreme and being extra careful now. But I think the signs were in front of us all along. We just have been ignoring them.
But now we're in this pandemic and you have people hoarding food, hoarding toilet paper, paper mm-hmm. towels, mm-hmm. and our elderly community can no longer go and get their essential needs that they need, and they're the ones that are more at risk.
Which I heard, my dad told me, so we'll have to follow up on this, but like Tuesdays and Thursdays now are for seniors to shop at Costco, at least at the one in Northridge. So we got to look that up. But then I was thinking at the same time, I'm like, shouldn't seniors not be leaving? And so maybe if you have all seniors there at the same time.
I know, I thought that too.
So I'm definitely overthinking it, but, you know, it kind of sucks. It's like, you know, if you make it all seniors, maybe it's better and then they can get out of the damn house. You know what I mean? But still.
I don't know, man. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it sucks having to just FaceTime my family and my parents and my sister. Like, even my sister was just like, hey, I want to come over next week. And I was like, are you serious? She's like, it's me. Yeah. I'm good. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I love you.
How many people have ordered that thermostat thermometer gun, whatever?
Oh, they must be sold out. We had one. We already have one because of the babies, but.
But not like the one that they're using through the drive-thrus.
I don't know, man. Anyways, look, we can go on and on about our experience. I just wanted to kind of just like touch base on how we were dealing with this past week. And I'm sure it's going to change a lot more as this week goes on. But I want to welcome Michael back because it looks like this is going to be our new normal. So hopefully you like him. And I think that you do because I always got a lot of DMs from people that were like, when is he going to come back and do a podcast?
Well, like.
So I'm going to go through your DMs. And by the way, I need to shout out producer Erica because obviously she's not here. And it's because I haven't seen her in almost 2 weeks at this point.
Social distancing.
Yeah, we're doing the social distancing. And so She is not here. However, what you don't know is that I'm going to send this audio track to her and she is going to upload it for me. So therefore, she is still essentially producing this podcast and is going to fix all the levels and make sure that it sounds nice.
Thank you, Erica.
Before it gets posted. So I'm going to go through the DMs and usually Erica pre-screens all of these and picks the best ones. And I did not do that. So I'm going rogue and just looking at my DMs. As we're going to just go through them. So first question is from Myra Enriquez. She says, where is your desk from? So yeah, I showed you guys my little remodel that Michael and I did here in the home studio. The desk is from Wayfair. I don't know the name of it, but if you search L-shaped desk on Wayfair, white, that's where I got it from. I don't know.
L-shape.
I'm seeing a lot of those DMs. Where is your desk from? Hey, Sisney, thanks for sharing such a great content. Where did you get the cute 3-tray side table in your guest room? So that 3-tray side table in the guest room is from, drumroll please, Marshalls? I think it's from Marshalls. But it was a
Marshalls
long...
or Kohl's?
No, not Kohl's. It was definitely Marshalls.
A thing on wheels?
Yeah, 100% Marshalls. But I don't know when I got it. It was a long time ago. I'll say like 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
I don't know. Good luck with that one. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
A lot of people, hey, which company did you buy your desk from? It's from Wayfair.
Yeah, you got to ship it these days.
You got to ship it?
Quarantine it for a couple days.
Oh, yeah. So that's another thing. Tell them what you did with all the stuff that we were getting.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm trying to take these precautions. It's just so hard. You got to wipe. So I took the box out, opened it up outside and brought all the pieces inside. And then just threw away the box. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I put on dish gloves and I took scissors and I cut up the boxes outside on the porch, left them out there and then took all the pieces inside of deliveries that we've been getting because I don't know, like the cardboard thing freaks me out, but you know, we're just trying to be safe than sorry. Chew32KY, what's up,
Chewy?
I guess. All right, so he says, can't call as I'm working. Oh, this must have been Friday at 9:32 a.m. But another industry that is out here working is the AV companies. We need to keep working and keep everyone at home all equipped with entertainment, making sure that their TVs and internet are working good. Love you guys. Love your show. Listen every morning.
Oh, you mean like audiovisual, yeah. Low voltage guys?
And that's true, actually. You know, we've been dealing with our internet this past few days, and now we have a technician coming out here in 2 days.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that because the internet is life right now. Like, I don't know what I would do without Netflix. All right, we'll take one more question. Julie Harrison says, where do you get the white foam for soundproofing? I have only found black, but I love the white. Thank you, Julie. Found it on Amazon. I searched white soundproofing foam or something like that. They're like, you can get them in all different sizes.
There's no questions about the twins?
I know. Not right now. You know why? Because usually Erica forces me to make a solicit, and then people do ask questions about the twins. Oh, there's one more question right here, actually, asking me about how to ration toilet paper. Michael really wanted to
By the way, we're delaying potty training so that we can save toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because plenty of diapers
sure,
out there.
Sure, that's what it is. Honestly, this would probably be the best time to potty train because we're actually home.
You say that, but not when toilet paper is on the low. I don't want to be wasting toilet paper on these babies' butts.
They're still going to be wearing diapers, though.
Yeah, but Maxon just loves, he's like a cat. He loves to just unroll the toilet paper roll until it's like empty on
the
floor.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, we're going to show you. We're going to put it on backwards. Now they just roll
it
backwards.
Is that why they're all backwards?
Yeah.
So annoying.
Whatever. Now they know how to roll it backwards. It's like, it doesn't even matter.
I could have told you that. Yeah, well, I'm just like, now I'm just like, anyways. No, so I, yeah. Oh, does someone really have a question about?
No, nobody had that question, but I do want you to share that information with our listeners. So.
Okay, so I did some research because I was really...
Nerd alert!
Okay, so here's the problem, right? First of all, Sisney really thought we were buying X amount of rolls of toilet paper until you realize that they're like, no, it's equivalent to... Okay, so I don't know if you guys are noticing, but like... So you could buy a six-pack and they're like, oh, it's equal to 24 rolls, or you can get a... Whatever. Anyways, The point is, there's a small roll with however many sheets, and then a bigger roll that can have multiple. But bottom line is, I was doing some math, right? Because I guess a little research. I guess some people, you know, go to the bathroom 3 times a day.
Michael.
Number two. I am one of those. Yeah, and then some people do 3 times a week. And both of those, they say, are the range of normal in a sense. Now, let's not forget, there's number one, and sometimes you might do that too. But for the sake of just looking at number two, right, let's say you do 3 times a week. And let's say you're in ration mode. So you're doing two sheets. You got to normalize it in sheets, okay? And then two wipes, two sheets, okay? Doing 3 times a day, okay, for a month. So pretty much an average roll is around 80 sheets, and a mega roll is like 200 to 400 sheets.
Where did you get this information from?
Just looking on the sheets that we've purchased and around.
And then you online. Did your own, this is your own math?
My own math. So like, yeah, because.
And this brings you joy?
That's what I do. And so, so like.
For those of you who don't know, Michael is a. Financial analyst.
Yeah, I'm a manager, a senior manager. Yeah, but
okay, but you're in the field of financial.
Yeah, I run a finance department.
It's like me. It's like
financial planning and analysis.
I work on the radio, but I don't know. I'm like, oh, well, I co-host a morning show. Like, I don't even have to say that part. Like, it's what you do. It's your field.
Yeah, it's my field. But in the end of the day, I like working with data and numbers, and I deal with the finances. Oh. But then I look at statistics, and you try and break things down. So basically, it's because like this one, it's a Quilton Northern, a mega roll. It's six rolls equals 24 rolls. And you're like, what the hell does that mean? And each one is 328 sheets. So if you just break it down to sheets, then you know what you're talking about, okay? So imagine, you can use 2 sheets per wipe. I think that's very...
2 sheets?
Per wipe.
Per wipe.
It's very doable.
Insane?
Very
insane.
You... I don't know what you do because you roll down a frickin'.
No, I don't. I use maybe 5 to 7 sheets.
Per wipe.
I like a cushion. I like to make a little flour and then wipe.
We cannot afford that right now. It's like, whatever. It's.
2 sheets? That's ridiculous.
Look, I'm just trying to break it down for rationing.
I'm done with this. Okay? And this podcast
you can do
now.
2 sheets per wipe. And you can do 2 wipes on average, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right? If you're, just for context, if you're a 3-timer like me, all right, then you're going to use around 372 sheets. What that means is pretty much 1 mega roll is going to be what I use. If I can ration on 1 mega roll, it'll last me a month.
So everyone should have their own roll, and like whenever you go to the bathroom, that's
what I was thinking. Like if you just have your own roll and you just, you're in charge of your role, so you just gotta figure maybe that'll keep you from using 5-6 sheets. But anyways, I think like 1 roll you can last a month, maybe 2 months. The goal is to try and, you know, make it last more.
Let's hope that this is not our future and we can actually still go to the grocery store and buy toilet paper or Costco and like get it in a few months. But who knows? Maybe we can't. And whatever we have left in our garage, that's what we have left.
It's getting harder.
Thank you so much for that information, Michael.
You're welcome. I'm glad someone asked.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't get your name, whoever asked. But, you know. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening. And hopefully you're safe. And
yeah. No, really. Staying
that's
insane.
The most. That's the most important part. And staying home is the... Actually, that's the most important part, really. Because that's what's going to keep you safe. So take it seriously because this is serious. I'm not like a professional expert when it comes to all this stuff, but I'm just going off of what I see from the CDC and their instructions. And we're not messing around, man. Like this is real life.
But, you know, we're going to be here. So we want to hear your ideas on how you're staying sane, what you're doing with your house, rearranging things to make things more fun. You know, what do you do past walking around the neighborhood?
Yeah.
And running and jogging.
Yeah, you know? Because next week I feel like now that I'm going to get this work space handled, like I feel like we're going to get into our rhythm tomorrow with our work. We're going to set some extra time apart to do maybe, I don't know, I need to do crafts. Like I need to do like activities with the children that are not just doing a puzzle.
Not just getting through the day, you mean?
I know.
Tired. Yeah. So we're going to have to figure this out because we've got some time.
This is it.
I mean,
we're just getting started. It sounds like it at least. So make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or subscribe on the iHeartRadio app to Twinning with Sisney. Thank you for hanging out. And thank you, Michael, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And maybe one day we'll call it Twinning with Sisney and Michael.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day if you graduate to that level. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.